sweetheart.
Oh, hi there.
I'll be dressed in a minute.
Good. We're due at the orphanage in half an hour.
Did you get the tree?
Oh, yes. Yes, I got it.
How much was it?
$18. Mm-hmm. And they wanted $5 extra delivery charge.
Must be pretty big.
Yes, it was pretty big, all right, but I got it home.
Good, honey. I'll be down in a few minutes to take it out of the car.
Oh, no, no, Darren. Don't bother. I can manage. $5 delivery charge. Good.
Certainly is. Sam, did you carry in that huge tree by yourself?
No. No, not that huge tree.
What does that mean?
Well, Darren, you've heard the expression, large oaks from little acorns grow.
Sam, you didn't.
Oh, darling, it's Christmas. No time to squabble over a little thing like making a tree.
Well, it is pretty. Although after last year, this doesn't seem like Christmas without having a kid around the house.
Oh, well, just wait a little while. What's that?
Oh, that is a Christmas card from Michael.
From Michael? Yeah. Thank you for showing me what Christmas is all about. Merry Christmas, love, Michael. Isn't that sweet?
He certainly is a changed boy from last year.
Oh, yes. Remember when we first saw him at the orphanage?
Who could forget?
What's the rush, Gladys? The kid isn't running away.
Hello, Tommy.
Hello.
What would you like Santa Claus to bring you for Christmas, Tommy?
I don't need anything.
Sounds like a nice boy. Hey, Tommy, you're going to come home and spend Christmas with us. Would you like that?
Uh-huh. That's wonderful. Now, you stay right here, and we'll go and tell Mrs. Grange that we're ready to leave.
Do you suppose Santa Claus will be coming to your house on Christmas?
He'll be there. The 15th of every month after that.
What you want, Michael? You let my Santa Claus alone. You still believe in that kid stuff? It's not kid stuff.
Oh, yeah? What's Santa Claus gonna bring you?
Lots of things, that's what.
I bet you get nothing.
You want a bet?
Yeah, I want a bet.
I think that's everything. You just signed this for me, but... Oh, dear. Tommy! Oh. Boy, Tommy! Michael! Stop this at once! Stop it, I say. Now get up.
Boys! Tommy! Michael! I'm ashamed of both of you.
Well, he said Christmas was a lot of bunk.
Oh, you're gonna have a black eye. Come on, Tommy, we'll get you a steak for that.
Well, what's the matter with cold cuts?
Michael, some very nice people have come to take you home with them for the holidays. This is Mr. and Mrs. Stevens.
Hello, Michael.
Hi, Mike.
Oh. Oh, my.
Here. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, perhaps we'd better complete the necessary arrangements.
Yes, why don't you? Darren, Michael and I will wait for you here.
Oh, fine.
Would you just come over to my desk, Mr. Stevens?
All right. I'll see you later.
Mm-hmm. Well, what was the fight all about?
I didn't start it.
Oh, self-defense, huh? I won't tell anybody.
Well, just because I busted his little old Santa Claus, he punched me in the nose.
Why'd you do that? You must have had a reason.
He called me a liar.
Oh, well, that wasn't very nice.
Sure wasn't.
Were you? Lying, I mean?
Of course not. Christmas is a lot of bunk, and so is Santa Claus.
You don't really believe that.
Sure I do. Don't you?
Mm-mm. Not me. I know better.
Baloney.
You better be careful. You're apt to get another punch in the nose.
Now that they've had a chance to talk, he's coming to warn you.
Oh?
He's gonna say don't waste your time with Michael because he's a problem child.
Are you?
Honey, may I speak to you for a minute? Sweetheart, Mrs. Grange tells me that Michael's been somewhat of a problem around here.
Oh.
He's a troubled child, if you know what I mean.
Yes, I can see that.
Oh, that's serious, Sam. There was a couple that adopted him. Twice they had to bring him back. Mrs. Grange is of the opinion that he's not the sort of a child who would enjoy or appreciate spending Christmas with us.
I'm sure that Mrs. Grange means well. But I think that Michael is exactly the sort of child that has to spend Christmas away from here with people like us.
Oh, Sam.
Please, Dad.
Okay. I just hope he knows the meaning of peace on earth, goodwill towards men.
How'd you make out?
I can't reach him. Christmas doesn't mean a thing to him. He is the youngest Scrooge I've ever seen.
Well, maybe when he sees Santa Claus, it'll touch off a spark somewhere.
I don't know.
Well, let's not give up yet. Whatever it is that disillusioned him, we can't just make it all up to him in 5 minutes.
Okay. You take over. I'll go practice my ho, ho, ho.
And because of his tiny stature, they called him Tom Thumb. They let him want for nothing. Yet still the child grew no bigger, but remained the same size as when he was born. Out in the world with intelligent eyes and soon showed himself a clever and agile... Oh, I'm sorry, Michael. I didn't know you were asleep.
That's okay.
Maybe we better stop now, huh? What was that?
What?
Did you hear a noise on the roof?
Uh-uh.
It's funny. I could have sworn... There it is again. It's coming from downstairs now. Didn't you hear it?
Yeah, just then I did. It's probably Mr. Stevens.
Mr. Stevens had to go to the village. He won't be back for a while. Michael, there's someone downstairs.
Yeah, who?
I don't know, I can't tell. Would you mind coming with me?
I've been caught. Here I thought me and my reindeer were as quiet as mice. Well, no matter. Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas, Mr. Stevens! Merry Christmas, Michael!
Same to you, Mr. Stevens.
Who? Well, what do you mean? I'm Santa Claus. Ho, ho, ho. Don't you know me? Where are you going? Don't you want to see what Santa brought you, son?
I don't care what you've brought me, and I'm not your son.
Well, that about does it.
Don't be angry, sweetheart.
Look, honey, I've got as much Christmas spirit as the next fella, but there's a limit to what even Santa Claus can take.
I'm going to talk to him.
I want to wish you good luck.
I'll need it. Michael? Michael, I thought we were going to be friends.
You don't have to treat me like a kid.
What do you mean?
I told you, there ain't no Santa Claus.
Why do you say that?
Because I know.
How do you know?
Santa Claus is a kid's father stuffed with pillows. Like Mr. Stevens, like in a department store. Like my father used to be. And all the kids used to ask him for things. And he used to tell me how money didn't grow on trees and how there aren't any real Santa Clauses. They were all kids' fathers stuffed with pillows.
Michael, suppose I were to tell you that it really isn't exactly that way. Suppose I were to tell you that there really is a Santa Claus. And I know because I've talked to him. Suppose I were to tell you that. What would you say?
I'd say prove it.
I can.
How?
I can take you to the North Pole to see him.
The North Pole?
Mm-hmm. Like that. Practically.
No one can do that.
A witch can. So I can. Because I am a witch.
I don't believe you.
I suppose you want me to prove it. Hmm. Well, all right. You ready? How's that?
Where's your pointed hat?
Pointed hat? Uh-huh. Okay.
That's pretty good. Where's your broom?
Broom, huh?
Me too?
If you like. Michael, how would you like to take that little trip right now?
You mean now?
Now. Here, you better put this on. It's apt to be a little chilly. And don't forget your feet. Now, you...
What's going on?
Excuse me, Michael.
What are you doing?
Darling, Christmas Eve is almost over. And we haven't gotten anywhere with him. I can't take him back tomorrow as unhappy and disillusioned as he was when he came.
Well, what are you going to do?
I thought I'd take him to see Santa Claus.
Another one?
The real one.
The real? Are you trying to tell me there really is a...
Of course there is, darling.
Where? I mean, where does he...
Where does he live?
Yeah.
The North Pole.
Oh, come on, Sam.
Well, it's true. Why don't you come with us?
Here, kitty.
No, I'm serious.
Me? Go to the North Pole? To see Santa Claus?
Why not? It's Christmas.
All right. By the time Santa gets here, this tree will be loaded.
Are you sure he's gonna come?
I told you, he'll be here.
Oh, sure. Now, I'm gonna do the dishes, and by the time I'm finished, it'll be time for you to go to bed. Okay, Tommy? Good King Wenceslas looked out on the feast of Stephen.
Look where?
They're in the sky. Three of them, two big ones and a little one. Did you see him, Abner?
Oh, sure I did.
Did you really?
I sure did.
Did you see all three of them out there?
Why, certainly. There was Dondo and Blitzen and Rudolph, the whole red-nosed reindeer.
Now, what are you talking about, Abner?
I saw them as plain as day.
Oh, Abner, I didn't see no Dondo and Blitzen.
So it was Dancer and Prancer. What's the difference? They're probably looking for the house now. Why don't we sing so they can fly in on the beam? Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Sing, Gladys, sing.
Oh, what fun it is to ride
a one-horse open.
Hey, Gladys, sing.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Here we are.
Where? Where?
The North Pole.
Really?
Certainly. And that's where Santa lives.
Who's out there?
Excuse me, but is Mr. Claus very busy?
Of course he's very busy. What do you think this is, the 4th of July?
We won't keep him long. Will you just tell him Samantha's here?
Samantha who?
Just tell him Samantha. He'll know.
All right, but I'm not promising anything.
Do you suppose he'll see us?
Oh, I'm sure of it.
Have you known him long?
Oh, yes. A long time.
You'll be right out. Make yourselves at home.
Surprise. How are you, my dear?
Oh, just fine, Santa, and you?
Oh, just the same. Always the same.
Oh, excuse me. Santa, this is my husband, Darren.
How do you do?
Oh, how do you do, Santa?
And this is Michael.
I'm very pleased to meet you, Michael. Won't you sit down? Come on, Michael. Come and sit over here.
I'm sorry I haven't got much time to chat with you, but I can at least offer you a cup of tea or a glass of milk. Eh, Michael?
No, thank you, Santa.
Oh. Dennis?
Darren, Santa.
Oh, yes, sir, yes, sir. Of course.
Thank you. Nothing for me, Santa.
Well, it must be something very important that brought you all the way up here. What's the problem?
I think the problem's been solved by just being here.
Those aren't pillows, are they?
You know, my boy, sometimes I wish they were. I've tried all kinds of diet, but nothing worked. But then again, if I got too thin, my children might not recognize me.
I'd know you.
Yes, I think you would. But what difference does it make how we look on the outside, eh? It's what we feel on the inside that counts, isn't it? We all grow older, and our eyes get weaker. But what we've seen with our hearts remains forever a thing of joy and beauty. Do you agree with that, sir?
Yes, I do, sir.
Good. Now I must be going. I've talked long enough, but before I go, I want you to tell me what you'd like for Christmas.
I don't know. I guess I haven't thought much about it.
Oh, well, then, take your time. Just take a little look around the display tables and pick out something nice for yourself. Hmm? Or maybe for someone else. Hmm? Remember, Michael, the real happiness of Christmas isn't found in what we get, but what we give.
Michael's asleep. I think you better take him upstairs to bed.
You know, I had the strangest dream.
Oh?
He was in it. And so were you. We all went to the North Pole to see Santa Claus. How about that?
Sounds like fun.
It was.
Oh,
Honey, turn the heat up, will you? Feels like snow.
I'm not gonna start nothing, Tommy.
What'd you come over here for?
I got a present for you.
I didn't get nothing for you, Michael.
That's okay. Why don't you try it?
Gee, Michael, it's keen. Where'd you get it?
Promise not to tell? Cross your heart? Last night, we went to the North Pole to see Santa Claus, Mr. and Mrs. Stevens and me.
You did?
How? Oh, Mrs. Stevens' broom.
What's the matter, Gladys?
I want you to come with me.
For what?
Well, the little boy from the Stevens house is here. He's talking with Tommy.
So?
Well, I just want you to hear what they're saying. Come on.
Where'd he go?
Michael? Oh, he had to go home.
Oh, well, now, would you tell Mr. Kravitz what he told you about where he went last night?
Where?
Yes, you know, with Mr. and Mrs. Stevens on her broom.
He didn't say anything like that, Mrs. Kravitz.
But I heard you talking. I was at the window and I heard you talking about going to the North Pole to see Santa Claus. Wait a minute, Abner. Tommy, please tell Mr. Kravitz about the North Pole.
Gladys.
Wait a minute, Abner, wait. Now, please try to remember, Tommy. Tommy, try to remember. I know. Abner, wait. The broom. The broom, Tommy.
He didn't say anything like that, Mrs. Kravitz. Mrs. Kravitz, when a fella crosses his heart, what can a fella do?
Take off. What?
Oh, never mind. I'll get it.
Merry Christmas, Mrs. Stevens.
Merry Christmas, Mrs. Grange. Won't you come in?
Oh, thank you so much. May I present Mr. and Mrs. Johnson? This is a young couple who's been interested in Michael for so long.
Oh, I see. How do you do?
Well, how do you do? We have this little gift for Michael. We hoped you wouldn't mind.
Of course not. Let's all go in the living room.
Thank you.
Well, hello, Mrs. Grange.
Merry Christmas, Mr. Stevens.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Michael. This is my husband, Darren. This is Mr. and Mrs. Johnson. How do you do?
How do you do? Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
And Merry Christmas to you, Michael.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
I've got a present for you, too. I hope you like it. I brought it all the way from town. It's a toolbox. It's got a hammer and a saw and a drill. I bet you if we could find some wood, we could build a whole lot of great things.
Would you really like to try it?
I must have caught a cold somewhere last night. Well, come on, let's open it.
Do you think we can open the right cover?
Goodbye, Michael. Thank you for spending Christmas with us.
Thank you, Mr. Stevens. Goodbye, Mrs. Stevens.
Goodbye, Michael. You come back and visit us, huh?
We'll certainly see to that, Mrs. Stevens. Goodbye.
Bye.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
What was that,
?